something belongs to you, you own that thing, you have the right to do with it whatever you want. Everything about that thing belongs to you. I belong to Jesus. He has the right to do with me whatever he wants. Everything about me belongs to him.
Hallelujah.
But you know, the other side of that coin is, and Jesus belongs to me. He belongs to me. Because of his precious blood being shed and the life that the Spirit imparts to me, I'm a child of God. He's my Father. He belongs to me. I have a right to him. And all that he is, I can claim. He's given me that right because he belongs to me also. Praise God. And so there are always two sides to that coin. I belong to Jesus, yes. And Jesus belongs to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So all that he is ours. Hallelujah. That's why the more we learn of Jesus, the more we get into his word, the more his word gets into us and we get a clearer sight of him.
Hallelujah.
The more we can claim, the more we can embrace in our lives. Praise God. And so whatever you read about Jesus, say, Jesus, be that to me, because you belong to me and I belong to you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not afraid to be quiet in the presence of the Lord. I know by the way I talk you think I am, but I'm not. I find that after we have a time of worshiping the Lord and we just open our hearts to him, Jesus draws so near. And it doesn't hurt then to just be still a little while, enjoy his presence, allow him to work in us, believe that he's making changes. Praise God. And so our meetings sometimes are full of praise and then they get quiet and then God lifts us again. Praise God. Well, they're his meetings and so we just want him to have his way. That's all. But just because I'm quiet doesn't mean you have to be. We've often heard the minister say that, and if God moves upon your heart and you have a word that glorifies the Lord, then we'd love to hear that. And we'd love to praise him with you and glorify him with you. Praise God. Sometimes people don't know what a testimony is. They get up and they talk about everything but the Lord. Now that never really helps the meeting very much. It gets people praying, I'm sure of that. Praying that it'll finish. But you know, sometimes I'll say, let's have a testimony about the day we got saved, or when you were filled with the Holy Spirit, or how precious Jesus is to you. And inevitably, we'll get someone stand up and tell us about a new job that they got, an answer to prayer, or something like that. And all those testimonies have their place. But you know, testimony ought to be about Jesus. And it ought to glorify him, and it ought to cause other people to somehow get a better sight of how wonderful he is. Praise God. So, I put you all under a strain. Well, just let the Lord use you if he chooses to. And if not, then let him use you to praise him and adore him. That's being used by God as well, isn't it? Praise God. We can all do that. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
While we were singing those last couple of songs, my mind was gone back to the day that somebody led me to the Lord, and I repeated the sinner's prayer. And I was looking, I don't know what I was looking for, but I felt the same afterwards as when I first prayed. And I asked the person who was talking with me, you know, I don't do this, you don't have to. He said, you believe what you prayed, you belong to Jesus. And that just reminded me. But not long after that, this was happened over in Tokyo, Japan, and I was in the service at the time, but when I was on the train going back to the base, I was thinking about the events of the day, and then, in retrospect, it was now I know what it was a Holy Spirit witness to my spirit that's it. I'm a child of the King. And that's the time when the Lord just revealed himself to me in such a special, special way. And I was just thinking about that as we were singing these last couple of songs. Now I belong to Jesus. What a glorious day that was, and it's been good ever since.
Amen. Brilliant.
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He was a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay.
Aren't you glad the Lord saved Brother Bob? You know, that's, we all rejoice when we hear things like that. Because Brother Bob has been such a blessing to us and to this camp. And the Lord must have had that in mind when he saved him back then. That one day I have a place called Pilgrim Camp. I'm going to need you there. And there's a lot of people I'd like you to be a blessing to. And, you know, the Lord has wonderful plans over our lives. We couldn't imagine them if we thought about it for 1,000 years. Praise God. When Jesus saves us, he really has a whole new life for us. Praise God. And so we do praise God with you, Brother Bob. And we thank God for his wonderful work of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone else.
When I came to the Lord when I was 15, I was looking for something good that would last. And it seemed to me, after hearing the gospel preached a few times, that here was something that was good that would last. It would never fall apart. It would never go away. It would never let me down. And I praise God. I've been a Christian for many years. You can see my white hair now. For a lot of years. And God has always been good. He's always been faithful. He's never let down.
My faith has found a resting place, nothing divides my soul free.
I think we need the words to that one in our white book.